书十章四到十四节。正月二十四日，我在底格里斯大河边举目观看，见有一人身穿细麻衣，腰束乌巾金金带，他身体如水苍玉，面貌如闪电，眼目如火把，手和脚如光明的铜，说话的声音加大众的声音如大众的声音。这异象唯有我但以理一人看见，同着我的人没有看见，他们却大大战惊，逃跑隐藏，只剩下我一人。我见了这大异象，便浑身无力，面貌失色，毫无气力。我却听见他说话的声音，一听见就面伏在地沉睡了。忽然有一手按在我身上，使我用膝和手掌支持微起。他对我说，大蒙眷爱的但以理啊，要明白我与你所说的话，只管站起来，因为我现在奉差遣来到你这里。他对我说这话，我便战战兢兢地立起来。他就说，但以理啊，不要惧怕，因为从你第一日专心求明白将来的事，又在你神面前刻骨己心，你的言语已蒙应允，我是因你的言语而来。但波斯国的摩军拦阻我二十一日，忽然有大军中的一位米迦勒来帮助我，我就停留在波斯诸王那里。现在我来，要使你明白本国之民日后必遭遇的事，因为这异象关乎后来许多的日子。这是神的话语。
I had many things to do while in England.
当我在英国的时候，我有很多事情要做。
Celebrate my father's birthday.
庆祝我父亲的生日。
Take my daughter to a museum to see her first complete dinosaur skeleton.
带我的女儿去历史自然博物馆去第一次看完整的一个恐龙骨架。
Help to declutter my parents' home.
帮助我的父母清理他们的家。
Visit the church I first pastored.
去拜访我第一次慕道的教会。
See friends.
去拜访朋友。
Eat fish and chips.
吃炸鱼和薯条。
I also decided to shave my head.
我甚至决定要去剃我的头。
When you have such a beautifully shaped head, why hide it?
当你有个这么好的头型的时候，你为什么要藏起来呢？
In any case, it keeps shampoo costs down.
而且可以帮我省很多洗发精的水。
And I decided to run most days.
在任何情况下。
I wanted to build my stamina for the fall season.
我也决定每天去跑步，就是为秋天去锻炼我的耐力。
All of these things required preparation.
所有的这些事情都需要准备，做准备。
To plan my time in England, I had to prepare beforehand.
去计划我在英国的一些的事情，我需要之前要做好安排。
And as we come to the end of Daniel, God prepares Daniel for what must come.
当神要预备但以理的时候，神去预备他将会要发生的事情。
I encourage you to look at Daniel chapters 10 and 11.
我鼓励你去看但以理书十章和十一章。
Daniel chapter 11 is the final great vision.
但以理书十一章是最后的一个大异象。
It's a vision of the future, as Daniel chapter 10 verse 14 says.
但以理书十章十四节这样说道。
It's about God's ultimate plans.
这是神最大的计划。
Many want to know the future.
许多人想知道未来。
What about the start of school or college or university?
我们的学校，大专学大学和大专。
What might our career be?
我的职业将会是什么？
What lies ahead for our children?
我们的孩子的将来是怎样？
What about retirement investments?
我们的退休的投资计划是怎样？
What about that health diagnosis?
我们的健康状况是怎样？
Or in my case, will Brexit work?
对于我来说，英国脱欧会奏效吗？
Or how will the church face pressure from our secular society.
或者教会将如何面对来自世俗社会的压力？
We have many questions about the future.
我们对未来有很多的疑问。
But the Lord knows that it is not answers to every detail that we need, but a message that speaks to today, tomorrow, and to the end of time.
但主知道我们不是需要的有每一个细节的答案，而是对于今天、明天和世界末了的事的一个信息。
Knowing the future is one thing, but being prepared is vital.
了解未来是一回事，但做好准备是至关重要的。
And this is our focus today.
这就是我们今天的要说的重点。
God prepares Daniel as the vision unfolds.
主神预备了但以理。
Daniel is told three things.
但以理被告知三件事情。
God is present.
神与你同在。
There's a battle going on.
有一场征战正在进行。
And prayer makes a difference.
而祷告能带来改变。
In Daniel chapter 10, verses 5 and 6, Daniel sees a man.
在但以理书十章五到六节，但以理看到一个人。
This man is no mere mortal.
这个人不是一个普通的人。
He is unlike any angel.
他跟其他的他跟天使不一样。
He's dressed in linen like a priest.
他穿着细麻布衣，他像一个祭司。
But his belt, his body, his face, his eyes, his arms, his legs, and his voice reveal glory and divinity.
他的腰带、他的身体、他的脸、他的眼睛、他的胳膊、他的腿、他的声音，都显示了荣耀和神性。
Where do we find a similar picture of divine glory?
我们在哪里可以看到一幅类似的一个荣耀的一个图片呢？
At the very end of our Bible in Revelation chapter 1.
在启示录中一章。
There, Jesus is adorned with gold on his chest.
在那里我们看到耶稣的胸前装饰着一金子。
His feet are like bronze.
他的脚像青铜。
His eyes like flaming fire.
他的眼睛像燃烧的火焰。
His voice like the sound of rushing water.
他的声音像湍急的水流。
And his face like the brilliance of the sun.
他的脸像太阳的光彩。
The comparisons between the man in Daniel chapter 10 and Jesus in Revelation 1 are tantalizing.
我们去比较这但以理看到的人和启示录中的耶稣，是这个比较是非常令人惊异的。
Some wonder whether the man in Daniel chapter 10 is a pre-incarnate vision of Jesus.
我们看到在但以理书十章里面，这个人但以理看到这个人，他不像就像耶稣的化身吗？
But what we can say is this: the man Daniel sees displays the presence of God.
但我们可以这样说到，但以理看到这个人是表现出神与我们同在。
God is saying that. Before he reveals the future, before we ask about the future, let's be very clear. God is present with us.
神这样说到在揭示未来的事之前，和在我们询问未来的事之前的时候，我们可以很清楚地看到神是与我们同在的。
We can take courage and comfort from this.
我们可以在这里得到安慰和鼓舞。
See, Daniel had his questions.
但以理有他的疑问。
The prophecy in Jeremiah chapter 25 and 29 said the exile would last 70 years.
先知在耶利米书25到29章这里说到犹太人的流亡会持续70年。
And though many Jews returned to the promised land after the exile, expected blessing did not come.
虽然许多犹太人在流亡后返回家乡，但预期的祝福并没有到来。
Struggle continued.
他们的挣扎仍在继续。
Daniel had to understand that God's plan was bigger than just 70 years of exile.
但以理必须明白，神的计划比70年的流亡要大得多。
We have our expectations and plans.
我们也有期望和我们的计划。
But God may have plans for our lives that we cannot now see.
但是神在我们身上的计划，我们现在是无法看到的。
Discipleship means not knowing everything, but trusting God in everything.
跟随主是代表不是代表说我们需要知道每一件事情，但是我们必须相信每一件事情。
So rather than praying about my plans, I now pray this.
与其我为我自己的计划祷告，我是这样祷告的。
Lord, make my heart what you need it to be, so I can fulfill the purposes you have for me.
主啊，让我的心成为你需要的，所以你的意愿在我的身上可以得到实现。
This means I must first rest in this first point that Daniel teaches us today.
这代表我必须相信啊，但以理今天早上对我们教我们的第一点。
God is present.
神与我们同在。
I remember Jesus' final words to his disciples in Matthew 28.
我记得耶稣在马太福音二十八章对他的门徒说的最后一句话。
And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
I believe this is God's word to us today.
我相信这是神今天对我们说的话。
Despite our questions or our uncertainties or the changes in our lives, we remember that Jesus is with us.
尽管我们的疑问，我们有不确定的因素，我们生活上的变化，我们记得耶稣与我们同在。
Daniel first had to understand this.
但以理必须首先明白这件事。
God is present.
上帝与我们同在。
But the second point is equally important.
第二点也同样的非常重要。
Look at Daniel chapter 11.
那我们看但以理书十一章。
Daniel chapter 11 is a fast-paced journey across 400 years up to the mid-second century BC.
但以理书十一章是跨越了四百年，一直到公元前二世纪中叶。
It tells of the fall of the Persian Empire at the hands of a mighty king who is from Greece.
他讲述了波斯帝国在一位来自希腊的威武国王手中的灭亡。
This is Alexander the Great.
这是亚历山大大帝。
But most of Daniel chapter 11 focuses upon what happens to Alexander's empire after his death.
但大部分但以理书十一章是集中在亚历山大大帝死后所发生的事情。
The empire is divided into two kingdoms.
这个帝国分为两个敌对的王国。
The Ptolemy dynasty in Egypt and the Seleucid dynasty in Syria.
埃及的托勒勒米王朝和叙利亚的塞勒乌西德王朝。
These are the kings of the south and the north in Daniel
11. 但以理书十一章有南方的王和北方的王。
Finally, one king of the north emerges in Daniel 11, verse 21.
最后在但以理书十一章二十一节，北方的王出现。
His name is Antiochus the Fourth.
他的名字是安提奥库斯四世。
We have met him before.
我们看到以前看过他。
He's the small horn that grows large in Daniel chapter 8, verse 9.
他在但以理书八章九节，他是一个从一个小的国王变成慢慢变大。
It is he who desecrates the temple in Jerusalem by setting up an image of Zeus.
正是他涉足了耶路撒勒圣殿，他建立了宙斯的雕像。
This is the abomination that causes desolation in Daniel 11, verse 31.
但以理书十一章三十一节说到，那行毁坏可憎的。
But then, as the vision moves into Daniel chapter 12, this ancient history.Becomes the story of the end times.
最后，随着异象进入但以理书十二章，这个古老的历史成为结束时代的故事。
That's next week's sermon.
那是我们下周的讲道。
But what we notice today is how Daniel chapter 10 introduces Daniel chapter 11.
今天我们所要集中注意到的是但以理书十章是如何介绍但以理书十一章。
Daniel chapter 10 verse 13 says the prince of Persia resists the man in Daniel's vision.
但以理书十章二十节说到波斯的王子是如何拒绝这个但以理看到的人。
Daniel chapter 10 verse 20 says the man will fight the prince of Persia and then the prince of Greece will come.
但以理书十章二十节说这个男子将会叫这个人将会打击波斯王子。
Who are these princes?
然后希腊王子会来到然后这些王子是什么人呢
They are not human beings.
他们不是普通的人。
They are the malevolent spiritual forces who manipulate the history we read in Daniel chapter 11.
在但以理书十一章我们会看到这是邪恶的势力他将会企图去操纵历史。
In other words, Daniel chapter 10 and chapter 11 pull back the curtain on world events.
我们可以看到但以理书十章和十一章将会拉开世界一些大事的帷幕。
And what we learn is this.
我们学到的是
The conflicts in our world are more than human beings at odds with one another.
我们世界的征战不仅仅是人类相互的冲突。
They are the fields of battle for the spiritual world.
他们是灵界里属灵的一个征战。
Many people today say it is crazy to believe in the spiritual realm, the devil and demons.
有许多人会说相信属灵的世界，相信魔鬼和恶魔是疯狂的。
And yet evil is very real.
但是邪恶是非常真实的。
There's a depth to evil in our world that's beyond human comprehension and sinful capacity.
在我们的这个世界里，恶魔和邪恶有一种超越人类可以理解和罪恶能力的深度。
So what about apartheid?
例如种族隔离。
What about the destruction of the environment?
破坏我们的环境。
What about human trafficking?
贩卖人口。
What about the Holocaust in World War II?
或者世界二战的大屠杀。
What about the subjugation of human beings for the sake of wealth?
或者为了人类为了财富而去征服其他的人。
Many horrors that we witness are more than mere human invention.
我们目睹的许多恐怖的事件不仅仅是人类的产生的。
They require a hideous, vicious evil.
他们需要一种非常可怕的、非常邪恶的恶魔。
And Daniel chapter 10 and chapter 11 remind us of this.
而但以理书十章和十一章提醒了我们这一点。
So does the most focused passage on spiritual warfare in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20.
圣经中有许多关于灵界的一些征战，就好像以弗所书六章十到二十节。
Ephesians tells us that our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against fellow human beings.
以弗所书告诉我们，我们并不是与属血气的征战。
It's against the powers of darkness that are intent on destruction.
乃是与管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
We are in a spiritual battle.
我们正处于一个属灵的征战当中。
But this battle has only one outcome.
但是这个征战只有一个结果。
For this purpose, Christ was revealed to destroy the works of the evil one. So says 1 John chapter 3, verse 8.
神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为，就是约翰一书三章八节这样说道。
And Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 proclaims, having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them.Triumphing over them by the cross.
哥罗西书二章到二章十五节这样说道：既将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, announces victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书15章57章使我们说到使我们记着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
And at the very end of time, the devil will be cast into the lake of fire to eternal destruction, as Revelation 20, verse 10 declares.
在启示录20章10节到世界的末了的时候，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，他们必昼夜受苦。
The cross of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and the second coming of Christ all triumphantly announce God's victory is assured.
基督的十字架、基督的复活和基督的再来都宣告了神的胜利是有保证的。
The spiritual battles of Daniel chapter 11 and of today will then be over.
但以理书十一章和我们今天的属灵的征战将会结束。
So as we look at our world, look at our lives, and look at our circumstances, let us remember that there is a battle.
当我们审视我们的世界、我们的生活、我们的周围的情况的时候，让我们记住我们有一场属灵的征战。
But we are not defeated or afraid.
但我们没有被打败或者害怕。
There is victory because Jesus is victorious.
我们会得到胜利，因为耶稣是胜利的。
Finally, being prepared for the future calls us to prayer.
最后，当我们为未来的日子做准备的时候，我们需要祷告。
In Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, the man tells Daniel, "Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard."
但以理书十章十二节这样说道。因为从你第一日专心求明白将来的事，又在你神面前刻骨己心，你的言语已蒙应允。
For Daniel, prayer was essential.
对于但以理来说，祷告是非常重要的。
He prayed three times each day. Remember?
记得吗？他每天三次祷告。
And as we enter this fall season, let's give thanks for our volunteers and dedicated leaders.
当我们进入秋季的时候，让我们去为那些教会的领袖和志愿者给他们感谢。
Let's celebrate wise ideas and generous giving.
让我们来庆祝我们有非常好的一些计划。
Our well-resourced programs and beautiful music.
我们有非常资源丰富的一些事项或者一些非常动听的音乐。
And all that makes Trinity such a blessing.
我们这些都是令到我们的教会有很大的祝福。
But let's never rely on these.
但是让我们不要去依靠这些。
We only move forward as we seize hold of Christ in prayer.
我们在前进的时候，让我们就在基督里面祷告。
Prayer is the heartbeat of Christian faith.
祷告是我们基督信仰的心跳。
We pray, then we pray again, and then we pray more.
我们祷告，再祷告，更多的祷告。
Somebody once said this.
有人这样说道。
The one concern of the devil is to keep believers from prayer. He fears nothing from prayerless studies, prayerless work, prayerless belief. He laughs at our toil, he mocks at our wisdom.But he trembles when we pray.
魔鬼所最关心的一个就是怎样阻止信徒祷告。他不害怕没有祷告的学习，没有祷告的工作和没有祷告的信仰。他嘲笑我们的辛劳，他嘲笑我们的智慧。但当我们祷告的时候，他就颤抖。
2 weeks ago, I worshipped at Hillsong Church in London.
两个星期之前，我在伦敦的希尔松教堂做礼拜。
Hillsong began in Australia and now has many congregations across the world.
希尔松始于澳大利亚，现在在世界各地都有许多会众。
We sing some of Hillsong's worship songs, especially "Shout to the Lord."
我们唱了许多希尔松的一些敬拜歌曲，特别是向主歌唱。
The church in London occupies one of the famous theatres in London's West End.
这个教会在伦敦的西区一个著名的其中的一个著名的剧院里面。
Each Sunday there are 4 services.
每一个星期天有四个崇拜。
Hundreds attend each service.
每一个崇拜都有几百人。
Most of them are in their 20s and 30s.
他们大多数是在二十到三十岁之间。
And the music was loud. I mean, really loud.
音乐是非常的响，是非常的大声。
I wept during the service.
但是我在崇拜期间流泪了。
Not because of the volume.
不是因为它的音量。
I wept because I was worshiping with hundreds and hundreds, possibly several thousand younger people.
我流泪是因为我跟这些上百或者上千的年轻人在一起敬拜。
And listening to how God was working in some of their lives.
然后去听他们的他们神是在如何在他们的生命里的见证。
During the service, 5 people shared how God is revealing His glory in them.
在这个崇拜之间，有五个人分享了神的荣耀是如何在他们身上做工的。
One was a public school head teacher who had started an international aid program among other schools in England.
其中一个是校长，是学校的校长，他在英国的学校中是启动了国际援助计划。
One was a social worker whose life was changed when God challenged her to care for kids who needed to be adopted.
一个是社会工作者，他分享了他的生命是如何改变，当他去照顾这些需要领养的孩子的时候。
One was a fashion designer venturing into the new field of fashion psychology.
另一个是时装设计师，他是怎样去进入一个时尚心理学的新领域。
I have no idea what fashion psychology is.
我不知道时尚心理学是怎样的。
One was a chief software engineer for Microsoft.
另一个是微软的首席软件工程师。
One was a young mom who served with a Christian aid agency.
然后有一个是一个年轻的妈妈，她在一家基督教援助机构工作。
All of them passionate for Jesus.
所有的人，他们都对耶稣充满热情。
All determined to push back the powers of darkness.
他们都决心要把黑暗的力量击退。
All of them people of prayer.
他们所有的人都祷告。
Daniel chapter 10 and chapter 11 give us a vision of the future.
但以理书十章和十一章给我们一个对未来的日子的一个意象。
But to be prepared for our faith to remain strong as we enter the future, let's remember these 3 things.
但是当我们当进入一个未来的日子的时候，我们要去怎样去做预备？我们要记得这些事情。
God is present.
神与我们同在。
The battle is real, but Jesus is victorious.
征战是真实的，但耶稣是胜利者。
And prayer is essential and effective.
祷告是非常重要的和有功效的。
Will you hear the call of God and respond this morning?And sign up once again to enter into God's victorious future.
今天早上你会听到并且回应这个呼召，并再次报名进入神的胜利的未来吗？
At the end of this service, there is always opportunity to receive prayer.
在崇拜之后，我们总会有一个机会让我们一起祷告。
And maybe you know in your own heart that you need to take that step and respond to this message.
当你们看到你了解自己的心的时候，你是有这个感动去来到前面。
So whether quietly in the pew or at the front with other people to pray with, I encourage you to respond.
说如果你在的座位当中，你安静的，或者你会来到前面，我鼓励你来到我们一起祷告。
And let us stand and declare the greatness of our Christ by singing, "Crown Him with many crowns."
让我们一起站立去唱这一首回应的诗歌。